For WNPR News, I'm Ryan Karen King. As Puerto Rico begins a slow recovery from Hurricane Maria's destruction, many Puerto Ricans in Connecticut are struggling to find ways to help their family members in need of food and water. Annette Madeira was feeling guilty as she prepared dinner yesterday. She says she feels it's not fair that she has access to basic needs when her family in Puerto Rico doesn't.
Being able to get a glass of clean water, stuff that we take for granted, putting our air conditioner on, simple things, going to bed, clean sheets. It's a complete feeling of helplessness.
Madeira did find out her family is safe now. Her cousin, a police officer in San Juan, has been sending her updates on Facebook. But Madeira hasn't been able to speak with her mother, who lives in the central part of the island.
My mother is in Corozal. Corozal is in a place where there's two main bridges, and those two bridges collapsed. The entrance, the exit on both ends collapsed. So there's no way in. So for me to say, I'm going to put something in the mail, they're going to get it, it's unrealistic.
Madeira says she's worried that aid isn't coming in fast enough.
They're going to need money to go buy food, you know, and eventually if that doesn't become available to them, then you can't eat money.
Madeira says she's fortunate that at least she's been able to communicate with some of her family members. Many of the other Puerto Ricans she's spoken to still haven't heard anything from their families on the island. Ryan Karen King, WNPR News.